completes our agenda. It's Mr. Lank, I guess we need to pick a time for our meeting next month.
I think we already have. I believe it was the May 17th, Wednesday, 3:00.
Okay, we did already.
I have another question.
Yes, sir.
Last meeting, I provided you a copy of a class proposed in Dover like all the rest. And Mr. Smith gave me a copy that he wants to participate. I didn't receive anything from anybody else.
What day is it? Is this coming Tuesday?
No, it's in May. I don't have a copy of it.
That's this coming Tuesday. May 2nd is Tuesday. That's the takings class.
Okay. Now that's
it. That's not. I'd like to go to that.
Too late?
Is it too late?
It might be too late. I don't think the takings class, we suggested that a good council member go to that, and the commission wasn't going to go.
Oh, okay.
That's what I got. There was another class after that.
That's the.
Is the one that Mr. That's the one Rodney gave me. You only gave me the one. You didn't give me the taking class.
Yeah, I gave you two. Because I think you asked me, so are you sure you want to go to that?
I'm going to support you guys, I swear.
Don't worry about the second if it's too late, but the next
one.
The other one is the NEMO, non-point.
Well, one of them we suggested the council go, another one was Board of Adjustment go, and then there was one that the commission should consider going, and I asked for the thing to be filled out so I could process them.
That was the 18th is the NEMO, the non-point source water.
And I did put yours in for the one in Wilmington, the one you gave me to fill out, the lower mark class. Mr. Schrader is one of the instructors. I declare what day, I forget what day.
Yeah, because I forgot.
I gave him to do it, so I had to get him back. How many want to go to NEMO?
What's NEMO?
I thought that was a fish.
I did too.
That's the non-point water.
I don't have it with me. I just forgot to bring it with me.
That's that one there.
Was it the same? Is it the same group or something different?
I don't know.
I don't even know if I got that one or not.
I guess
NEMO. Well, that's a different.
I'm talking about the class with the university in Dover.
The Pardee Center.
Pardee Center.
On the 18th is this.
Where's this one being held?
Pardee. But it's on this type topic.
It wasn't. Is it being put on by the public administration group?
Yes. University of Delaware Cooperative Extension. I've got the sign-up sheet, so I'll fax it to you tomorrow.
Okay. I need those. We can't process unless we have the forms filled out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So who's going to what? You can call me tomorrow. Oh, you can't call me tomorrow. I won't be in.
He's going to be checking bridges on.
Oh, he's got bridge patrol again. Bridge patrol.
Hey, we better go check.
Yeah, I got bridge patrol.
We should, yeah.
Bridge patrol.
I guess this.
That's up. Later. I can still get that one in because I think
that's
that
fine.
Was the 18th.
Give me the 18th. And
the one for next week, I don't know what I can do about it unless
don't
I've already.
About it.
I may have already submitted Rodney's.
I'll go another time.
The 18th is the same as the Wilmington Day.
Oh, it is? Well, then I'm just going to the Wilmington thing then.
Yeah, because the Wilmington thing, which we all discussed, Bob said he was the one who wanted to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to Dover.
It was like $400 for one.
Yeah. That's a Thursday. We have a meeting that night?
18th.
No,
we'll have a meeting.
We have it the 17th at 3 o'clock.
Day okay.
So Mr. Smith wants to go to NEMO.
Correct.
Captain NEMO with a whale or
that's
something?
That's the
like that.
Non-point education for municipal
Orlando.
Finding Nemo.
And Mr. Burton's going to let me know.
Yes, on the 17th.
And I'll have to let Bob know when it is. Okay.
Anything else for the good of the order?
That's all I have.
Yeah, I'd like to get some feedback, I guess, from Shane and Lawrence that I've been hearing some. Can we have a discussion about creating these lots on the 50-foot easement that we do a lot of other special meetings. Is Mr. Lank, in your opinion, are we maybe going to be running into some problems with some of these? Do you have a suggestion
I think we do too many. I don't know if we're really following in our own subdivision regulations. They're creating streets and whether or not we need to go to public hearing on every one. I mean, yeah, we need to talk to Vince.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. The problem with it is that it's been a policy forever, you know, I guess, at least before me anyway.
Correct.
So,
it has been for a pretty good while. We just need
ever
to.
Since I've been on.
So the question is, I guess it's threefold, whether you want to, you know, make it.
At five meetings.
Make the ordinance reflect what we've been doing by policy, whether you continue to do it by policy or you make them all go to public hearings. The problem with that is, you know, that's going
to.
Well, the policy was that the road existed, they were allowed to create three maximum. So you had a parcel with three parcels taken out of it, and then you still had a residual parcel, which created four. If you read the regulations as they were amended a few years ago, whereby we created a different subdivision street specification, right. It referenced four lots, and it required or allowed for it to be built with only crush or run.
Right.
Now some of the, since the roads exist, admittedly some of them are paved, some are stone, some are dirt,
right.
But there hasn't been any specified on those roads that already existed for any improvement. And the only thing they would typically have to do is get an entrance permit and create a lot, basically, by survey.
It seems to me the original policy also had to do with, at least the way I sort of understood it, you know, with farms and divvying off lots, you know, to family members and things like that, you know, but what we're seeing is not that so much a lot of times.
It's not bad if you look at the aerial and see an old farm lane in there or an extension of one that's already been approved, but these cats are wanting to build over top of a 10-foot driveway.
And that's what most of them are, the driveway existing, and all. Then they make a 50-foot right-of-way, which makes it conform to the regs, but it's only a 10-foot drive. Makes it difficult for emergency vehicles to and from and traffic just to meet each other in some cases. And when they're next to a farm, it's in agriculture, the farmer keeps encroaching over on the, into the right-of-way and almost on the road in some cases. And what we've been doing lately, Shane's been pulling aerials and making sure there was something there. And if we had trouble even deciphering the aerial, we'd been out in the field and looked at a few. And they're there in most cases, but not always. And we've told you which ones were and which ones weren't. You referred the ones that weren't to go to public hearing. But it needs to be addressed in the ordinance, so it's not a policy.
Yeah. Hell, it's been a policy for, what, 10, 15 years or longer than that?
Well, several years ago, we discussed eliminating that policy.
Right.
And then we started getting requests, and it seemed to progress. And lately, it's a major number of our site plan reviews when we have site plans.
Well, what, that last meeting, that special meeting, it was probably at least 10 of them.
Yeah,
it was
like 8 or 10.
There. Out of that 27 or so there was, it was probably close to half, yeah, a third of it anyway.
Put them all public hearings.
If you put them all to public hearings, we'd be doing public hearings forever.
Yeah.
And that's,
but do you think the reverse would happen
too?
If you put them all at public hearings, you'd get less of them? Do you think that would? I mean, if they know it's going to be a year out or whatever?
I would say that the majority of them would
still
apply. A few of them we've talked out of it as they come in for discussion, just in conversation.
Well, what if you had the ordinance changed so the three-lot subdivisions could be done over the counter? At the discretion of the director.
Or we discussed that once before. We discussed that with the director's thing with one of the regulations we had a year or so ago. That's difficult.
What's difficult about
it? It's better to go to the commission so there's an opinion of a body rather than just an individual.
You don't want to be the czar?
I don't want to be the czar,
isn't that what the...
Jane, you want to be the czar?
Somebody told us we needed a planning czar. Wasn't it the... I think I remember who it was.
But it's gotten to the point, as Shane said, the last one was a bad example,
yeah.
But that was a large number. But typically it's 4 to 5 almost every month that we get.
And we don't
probably
see
an average.
We don't see them all. They never wait till them at the counter.
Yeah, we don't get a chance to talk to half of them. They walk in and say they want to create a lot on the interior, and they draw a little sketch, and Shane and I are questioning each other where it came from or what. Who talked to them? We don't,
because there's no more. If you have a large, say it's
probably
a 20-acre square, you can only get three, no matter where it is on that square, right? And then you got to go to a public hearing if you're going for 4, 5, 6 or whatever.
On interior.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If it's on the front, I know you get.
Yeah, the front's all the calculation formula based on the ordinance, but that's easy to keep track of. The difficulty is that you tell them that they can get four as a given, and they think they can get four on the interior.
Yeah.
Right. You got to explain to them that they don't need to be on public road, and they've got to have entrance permit, and they need to check, make sure they're suitable for septic, and.
At the risk of creating more steps and things to go to, would it be of any help to, if we had some type of review of these applications before they came to the commission? I mean, do you feel like you have someone on staff?
Well, Shane and I review them in a rush.
Could go out and look at them.
We talked to most of them, and when we question the fact that the road exists, Shane gets the aerials. So we can punch those up on a computer, and they're pretty current.
I think these guys are doing everything we could ask them to do already. They're already looking at them and so on, and I understand what Lawrence is saying about it, about not wanting to have it be the decision of one person.
Right.
The next question is there any more efficient way to handle them here? Is there some way we can do them faster, or can we put those kinds of subdivisions kind of like what we've done with old business or other business? You know, we have one meeting where that's all we do is other business, because you can do a lot of those little ones.
There's no way to streamline that process. It's got to go back to the commission. But what we're doing, and we're sort of doing it already though, is if you're saying that you want Shane and Lawrence to basically have over-the-counter ability to approve it, and I understand their concerns about not wanting that, but at the same time, if Shane and Lawrence are given their report that it meets the policy, the road's there, they're legal lots, it should just be approved. I mean, there shouldn't be a lot of discussion.
You have to ask for public testimony, though.
Not on a site plan, though. If it's
I thought it was a public hearing.
No, what we've done with the majority of them under that policy is no public hearing.
Yeah.
Any comments you might get it if the applicant's here.
Right, and if there's not a road or the commission doesn't want to approve it, then it's sent back to a full public hearing.
Right.
So when it comes up under our other business.
Isn't that what we're doing already?
What do you mean?
Well, they're already on other business, and
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's no way to streamline it except for just as long as you all know that planning and zoning said it's fine, the road's there, it's a legal lot, you know, just move right through them, that's all.
Well, I think that would be the thing, is just ask for staff recommendation. What's the staff's recommendation? You recommend approval, and then somebody moves that it's approved, you know.
I'm not talking about what you do now.
What we do now.
The difficulty is that it's a policy.
Well, we got to change it.
The ordinance should reflect it, and it would streamline it would eliminate the four lot cluster or the four lots on a crusher run road almost, because you're talking about basically four anyway. You got three plus the eight residual.
Thing is, though, if you eliminate the policy and you force everybody to go to a public hearing, now you got trouble.
Well, we talked about Shane, what was it, a year or so ago? Was it they were asking how many lots that we would approve over the counter?
Two.
Well, when they brought that ordinance up, it started, what, at 10?
Well, they were asking us what we would consider.
Then it all of a sudden went to 50, and then it was dropped.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. But we said not, it shouldn't be any more than 10, and we'd prefer that it meet the minimum minor subdivision requirement.
That may not be a door you guys want to open.
I know, that's what I know.
Because if it gets the county council, you're going to be looking at not three, and they're going to be starting to talk about 50.
Yeah, I'll say, just let them do, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
That's true. That's a good point.
So we need to sit down with Vince and
figure it out.
Maybe improve the text of the policy somehow.
Yeah. And tie it into
So it's clear that it's got to be on the existing drive, and it's got to have a 50-foot right-of-way and checklist entrance permit, blah, blah, blah. Little minor subdivision street checklist, maybe.
Well, let the applicant bring you a picture of the road.
Would it be helpful to have the applicant
when they
state their reason?
Most of them just an individual walking in, has no idea what he's into, and doesn't have a survey to come in with a tax map. We try to do it conceptually so we don't have, if they get rejected, they don't have any cost.
And I don't know, if you start getting into intended use, that's a really slippery slope, you know? I mean, then you're opening up to
getting away from streamlining. If you came up with a checklist that you could give the guy who just walks in the office and say, all right, this is what you have to go and do.
Yeah.
You know, that may, and I don't know if that would help us do our job better or faster, or the office to do their job better.
Is there any fees associated with those?
No, just anybody walks in. Yeah, another thing you have is you got
fee.
Some of these folks are going to DelDOT with a survey, paying a $100 fee, submitting to DelDOT, DelDOT grants approval. And it comes back to us and we see it and we realize that, well, this is, they're creating a right of way. DelDOT's already granted an entrance permit. The approval for the
entrance. That was on three of them last.
Yeah, and they've already granted approval, not the permit, but the approval.
And they
we hadn't even reviewed it yet.
And they give DelDOT $100?
Yeah, DelDOT gets $100 just to review it. They get $100 to review a minor, one-lot minor subdivision or a four-lot minor subdivision.
Let's see, there's five commissioners, $120 a piece for each one of those.
He said on the record.
He also was being facetious.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
He did that on the record.
So, we don't just get them from the applicant or the owner. We might get a surveyor. We might get something from DelDOT before we've talked to anybody. Yeah, the majority of them state they're for family members, but I would say probably the majority in a year or so or somebody else.
I think it's great, you know, that they, with the families and with the cost of land, that people can split these things up fairly easily and pass it on. But what got me thinking was the one that, speaking of facetious, that I guess it was the Vandewies wanted to create that parcel over off 404. So one of the sons, I believe, could create a poultry operation. Mr. Gordy said facetiously we should deny it to save him. But my thoughts were, do you see, as a land use thing, if we create some of these lots off of 50 foot and someone does put a poultry operation back there, or we create lots near an ongoing operation that we don't know about?
Well, a lot of those ones that you see like that they're coming to us because of a mortgage issue. They don't want to mortgage the whole farm to be able to create this one improvement.
Sometimes it's for a house. Tell them to do it too.
They want to build a new house, but the bank saying you want to separate that out, or we're going to have to mortgage the whole farm. So they want to subdivide it and just have a mortgage on a lesser amount. So we get those sometimes too. And basically it's staying in the family, but it's still a subdivision. And typically they've all had driveways in that case because the house is already there and they're trying to improve it. And occasionally it's a new one, but most time driveways are there. That's just something that we have difficulty with because of the numbers. It seems like it's just gotten out of hand again, and we stopped it once before.
Why is it a slippery slope asking what they're going to use it for?
Well, you can ask them, but, you know, I don't know.
Can't be.
Where you draw the line of what you're going to approve based on use versus not. You know,
it's too subjective.
Yeah, it's way too subjective. So,
where are we?
Well, I think probably the thing to do is...
We just had a nice discussion.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good idea Lawrence has, making a checklist so that at the counter somebody comes in, and we'll try to make it pretty restrictive too, so that it gets rid of some of the trashy ones, you know, that, you know, and that they know exactly what they got to submit and put the burden on them to prove that there's a road or, you know, and that until they do, it doesn't get to the commission. You know, make it...
Call surveyor. Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen? Not, we'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.